Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening and welcome to the latest edition of Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Over the next half hour, we'll be taking a look forward to the sporting action taking place on the Isle of Man this weekend. So, coming up tonight, Peel are looking to maintain their Premier League supremacy and just 3 points separate the top three in Division 2, heading into the latest Manx football clashes this weekend. The Manx Cup is the big focus in rugby tomorrow as the reigning champions and favourites look to continue their defence on home turf. And five trophies are up for grabs across tonight and all of Saturday for the 2024 Cup Finals weekend in Manx hockey. That is all to come this evening. Very good evening. Welcome to the latest edition of Friday Sport Preview here on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard here and the team with you up until 6:30 tonight to take a look at all the football, rugby and hockey action taking place over Saturday and Sunday. Let's take a look at football first and, luck seems to be out once again with this murky weather we've had across the island. But still, as it stands, plenty going ahead, and to take a look through it with us, as ever, is Tony Mehan. Tony, very good evening. Your head just dropped to the floor there.
That's an absolute nightmare, Rob. And, just before we're getting settled for the programme, a couple of more postponements had come in, which you've got. It's real difficult, that rain Wednesday, Thursday. And today there's been not much wind about, so the pitch is struggling a little bit once again.
Well, we have to say it once again, as we've said countless times, I think, over the last few weeks. Fingers crossed that we can get as many games ahead as possible. As Tony has rightly pointed out there, there are a few postponements that have already been announced going into this weekend's fixtures. Tony, could you just quickly take us through the games that have been called off already?
Certainly can. And on Saturday in the Premiership, Canada Life Premiership, Douglas Royal against Laxey is being postponed, and Ayr United against St Mary's, both waterlogged pitches. Then we move into DPS Limited Division 2, Douglas High School All Boys against Onchan. That's recently just been postponed. And we've got Foxdale against Colby. That also was only postponed about an hour ago. So those two games have gone. In combination 2, we've got Onchan against Douglas High School All Boys. Onchan Stadium struggling, and they were moving to Colby, and that one's struggled as well. And in the other game in the combination 2, Colby against Foxdale, that's been postponed. Obviously, a bit of water kicking around on the Colby playing fields.
Well, let's hope the conditions continue to improve overnight and into tomorrow, because even with those postponements in mind, we've still got a packed schedule as it stands. Let's start with the game that's actually taking place this evening. Friday night football is back over at Mullin Cloughy for Canada Life Men's Premier League, and that sees St John's United host Corinthians, Tony.
Yeah, this one goes ahead. I think it was a pitch inspection about lunchtime, and they give the go-ahead on this one. So St John's against Corinthians, 7 p.m. kickoff this one is. So it gives you a bit of time to go home, bit of tea, and then pop down and see it. St John's, I think Dean Lees is missing out of this one, but Corinthians have got one or two tired young players there, because the under-18s Ireland team were playing midweek, and that was in UK, and they've come back. And tonight, Conor Doyle, you'll know him from St George's time, he's down to possibly play for Corinthians as well, which is a big plus for them. But with people like Sam Corkle, Bevan Colley played well for the under-18s, you've got Josh Kane, Stewie Smith should be back in there. Corinthians are a little bit stronger, but I still think St John's have just got enough to sneak this result.
Very well, that's the Friday night football. Moving into Saturday, and all games across the divisions kicking off at 2:30 p.m. as usual, with one exception in combination 2, which we will come to, starting off in the Canada Life Men's Premier League. And Moraine, still a big battle for them going on towards the bottom of the table as it stands. They are due to welcome Ramsey.
Yeah, it's awful tight down there, and last week they had a good opportunity to get some points against Union Mills, but unfortunately it was the first sort of 6 or 7 minutes where they went 2-0 down, but then they sort of got themselves together. Played all right in that first half in tricky weather conditions, and then in the second half got one of the goals back, and it looked like they were going to get an equaliser, but it didn't quite happen for them. So I think Moraine are going to find it tough against Ramsey. I just think Anthony Cooper's side there really want to see if they can get this third position with their sort of Laxey on 23 games. They've only played 18, and I think that's going to be the difference. I'm going to go for Ramsey to take the result.
And then out at Douglas Road in the west of the island, it's top against bottom. Peel are going to be welcoming strugglers Brad and Tony. Tony, do you see Braddon having any chance of getting something from this game at the moment, given Peel's current form at the top of the table?
I'd give Braddon a chance because they've done it before up at Douglas Road earlier on in the season, and they battled really hard with them and just lost out. If they can find that sort of same grit and determination, then Braddon are in with a big chance. But, you know, Peel at the moment just know the job has got to be done. They've got to keep Ayr winning, and they've also got to keep that sort of goal difference if it did come down to that, because it's between them and Ayr as far as I'm concerned. And I just think they'll find it so difficult. Peel's pitch will be fine, so it won't spoil a game of football, but I just think there's too much experience in that Peel team, and that's why I think it's another 3 points for Peel against Braddon.
And Peel, of course, could make up more ground this weekend with Ayr United's game against St Mary's being postponed. That would give Ayr United 3 games in hand, though, going into the final couple of months of the season. Elsewhere, another one battling towards the bottom is St George's. Their game postponed last weekend, so got some ground to make up on the likes of Union Mills above them. But they've got a tough task up against a resurgent Russian United side.
Yeah, they have, and Russian will still be smarting after lifting the FA Cup. And once again, well done to them. And I think, you know, Andrew Moody, the manager, will be happy with that, happy with his team. Okay, he won't have one or two players, Alex Maitland for Davies, but St George's, I haven't had team news through yet, Rob, but last week they had a really strong team without the players coming in from FC Isle of Man. So if people like Sid Batty are in there, Kieran McNulty as well fit, then they can score goals, they can create goals, and that could be a big, big plus for them. But you still got a fancy Russian to win.
Very well, that's the Canada Life Men's Premier League on Saturday into DPS Limited Division 2. As it stands, 4 games still going ahead there. As Tony's mentioned, the postponements before, Douglas High School All Boys versus Onken and Foxdale versus Colby. Just 3 points separate the top three at the moment. Onken, Castletown and Foxdale going into this one. But we'll start with a fixture that involves the side just toward the bottom at the moment. A challenging season for them, Paul Rose United. They're at home against Maloo.
Yeah, it has been challenging, but I've watched them this year in the Cup against Douglas High School All Boys, and they battle well. They've got one or two good players in there, one or two good young players in there. So it's all to, you know, keep chipping away, play for. And Maloo are one of those sides that, you know, are down there with them battling. So all I would say is that depending on Maloo's team, if they've got sort of Dean Kinley's out there, Jordan Crippen as well, then, you know, they make a big difference. They can score goals. But if they haven't, then Paul Rose might be in with a chance, but you've got to fancy Maloo.
Well, with Onken and Foxdale's games being postponed this weekend, it presents a potentially big opportunity for Castletown to maybe try and take the initiative, at least temporarily, in Division 2. And they travel away to a side, Tony, I think if we... I think Jim's, they'll be hosting this one. And I think if any team sums up the catching up on fixtures that we're having to do with the weather, I think it's Jim's as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely mega. You know the way it's gone for them. And, you know, you can't sort of blame any club this year, I don't think. The weather this last 2 or 3 months, Rob, has been absolutely horrendous to deal with. And Jim's have to deal with their pitch being close to that river, so it doesn't sort of drain too well. But, you know, against Castletown, you'd fancy Castletown to win this one. They've just got to keep going at the top of the table. And if they do win this, and with Onken not playing, then they would go a point clear, which is a massive incentive for them. But the games are running out as well. That would put them on 19, 3 to play after that. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. But you'd expect them to beat Jim's.
And elsewhere, Ramsey Youth Centre and All Boys, they're going to be hosting Douglas and District.
Yeah, they're right next to each other in the league. Douglas and District have played 19 for 16. Ramsey Youth Centre played 18 for 15. And probably Ramsey Youth Centre will be a little bit disappointed where they are in the league, because they've got some good players in there. But it's getting them to turn out every week if you've got injuries or not available. But against Douglas and District, I think Ramsey Youth Centre should just have enough to win it.
And the other game in Division 2 still going ahead as it stands is Governors Athletic. They'll be hosting Michael United.
Yeah, and there's always good rivalry between these two teams. One or two players have moved around from Governors to Michael. And, you know, Michael just looking at that league table and say, where's it all gone wrong? Because, you know, up until Christmas, they were right in it, weren't they? But now sort of Colby have moved above them, same games, and 2 points ahead of them. Then good incentive there. It'd be a great finish for Michael to finish in that top four and obviously qualify for the Paul Henry. But Governors Athletic, I was quite impressed with them recently when I watched them against Foxdale. And I just think Governors can mix it with them, but Michael will just sneak it.
Very well. Let's have a quick look through the combination leagues, and at risk of putting the broadcaster's curse on it a little bit, Canada Life Combination 1 is the only league as it stands that has not been affected by postponement so far. That could, of course, change in the next 12 to 24 hours, of course. But Canada Life Combination 1, as it stands, 5 games still going ahead, and one of those, of course, is an early kickoff.
It is an earlier kickoff, and that's St Mary's against Ayr United. That kicks off at 1:45. Should be a close battle, but I'll go for St Mary's just to win it. Let's go to the top of the table. It's Ramsey who's sitting that number one place, and they're playing against Moran. Now, Moran just a little bit down in eighth, so you'd fancy Ramsey to win that. Laxey against Douglas Royal. Laxey have much improved at the start of the season, struggled a little bit down towards the bottom, but Douglas Royal now have got to try and stop them from getting any points, and I think it's going to be a tough game for them, so I'm going to go for Laxey to win that. Braddon against Peel, you go for Peel to take the points, and Corinthians against St John's. I think if I'm right, Corinthians 11 games unbeaten, which is pretty good going in combination with the start that they had, so that's why I'm going to stick with the Whites to take the victory.
Very well. Then into DPS Limited, combination two games postponed already, as mentioned. So just a reminder of those: Onken versus Douglas High School Old Boys, and Colby versus Foxdale postponed in combination two tomorrow. But Tony, still three games going ahead as it stands.
Yeah, Castletown against Jims. I'm going to go with Castletown to take the points. Douglas Athletic against Ramsey Youth Centre. Still got an outside chance. Douglas Athletic to win this league, so I'll go for them to win. Colby and Foxdale, as you've said, being postponed. And Michael against Governors. I'll go for Michael just to sneak it.
Very well. Then moving into Sunday, we have a mix of both Canada Life Women's Football and the Masters. Now, two games in the Canada Life Women's FA Cup semi-finals, both kicking off at 2 o'clock on Sunday, Tony.
Yes, Peel against Malou. You'd expect Peel to win that one because they've been pretty strong right the way through the season, competing with Corinthians, and here they are. They knocked Corinthians out in the first round and into the semi-final, so I'll go for Peel to win that. Douglas Royal against Onken, pretty even, really. Just worries me a little bit with Douglas Royal's game being off tomorrow that it's not going to be fit enough for Sunday, but we'll wait and see what happens with the weather. But I'm going to go for Onken to beat Douglas Royal, and I'm going to go for a Peel Onken final.
Very well, and let's not forget that there is a third game in the Canada Life Women's Football, and that's a league match tomorrow. Sunday, I should say,
yep.
And that is Corinthians against Castletown.
Yeah. Just a tidying up process, and when you look at the league tables, there's quite a big gap, isn't there, between Corinthians and Castletown. Corinthians, what was it, eight or nine last week, so good result for them in that game, but certainly here against Castletown, you only see one winner in this one, that's Corinthians.
And rounding things off on Sunday, the Masters FA Cup semi-finals. But we had two games down, but Tony, one has sadly lost out to the weather.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and Honken have got to the final without playing a game, which, you know, doesn't help things, but you can't do anything about it. Ayr have got eight players missing. You can't postpone a game because, you know, players are away, and, you know, you just can't do it, and it's unfortunate.
There we go, clarity. So it wasn't the weather there, it's just a player event.
That's, yeah. Eight players, I think it was, off island, so it couldn't be helped. But Colby against Laxey. Laxey, good battle with Corinthians last week and won it. And against Colby, I think Colby, after watching about 10 or 15 minutes of their game last week, they've got some good players in there, so I'm going to go for Colby to win.
Tony, thank you very much, as always.
Manx Radio Sport.
Turning to rugby, and the sole focus this weekend is once again on the Manx Cup as the race to reach the final in 2 weeks' time hots up. The favourites and defending champions Douglas are on home turf this Saturday against Vagabonds, and on paper at least, the hosts are expected to continue their charge to the final two. But could we see any surprises? Well, taking a look at Saturday's action, as ever, is our rugby correspondent, Dave Christian.
On paper, Rob, it should be a quite straightforward Douglas win. Douglas are playing in Regional 2 North West. Vaggers are in Counties 4, ADM, Lancashire and Cheshire. That's four divisions below them. However, the Manx Cup's a rather strange beast in rugby circles, and it brings out the best and, in some cases, the very worst of people. And it definitely motivates the players a little bit more than perhaps their league competition does. It's great to see the amount of passion that everyone displays around Manx Cup time. Douglas played midweek. They beat Southern Nomads 83-0, and the way the competition is working this season is that everybody plays each other once. It's on a league basis, and the top two after the league matches qualify for the final. So the permutations are a little bit complex because we've still got two games left. But Douglas, if they win tomorrow, they will qualify for the final, provided that Vagabonds don't pick up any bonus points. Now, in rugby union, you get a bonus point if you lose and finish within seven, and you also get a bonus point if you score four tries or more. So provided Vagabonds don't get any bonus points and Douglas win the game, Douglas will qualify for the final irrespective of the result of their match against Ramsey next week. For Vagabonds, Vagabonds and Ramsey are tied together on championship points. They've both beaten Southern Nomads and they've both drew with each other 10-10 a few weeks back. That means that Vagabonds need to get a point or more against Douglas, and that will give them a little advantage over Ramsey, who must do the same in a week's time. The points difference isn't in Vagabonds' favour at the moment. Ramsey beat Southern Nomads 82-0. Vagabonds beat them 53-0, so there's a little bit of a gap for Vagabonds to make up. And I guess, and I don't want to be disrespectful to either Ramsey or Vagabonds, it's going to be down to who loses the least against Douglas, because Douglas have got to be the red-hot favourites for the competition. That's all to come. We've got, obviously, a game tomorrow, and then we've got to Ramsey against Douglas in a week's time, and at that stage we'll know who will qualify for the final, which is in 2 weeks' time on the 27th of April. All the teams know that on finals day there will be a Manx Cup final between the top two. There'll also be a Manx Plate final between the other two sides. So Southern Nomads already in that. They've played three, lost three in the Cup, and whether they will meet Ramsey or Vagabonds will be determined by the outcome of these two games against Douglas. We were looking for some team news for tomorrow, but as is quite common with Manx Cup games, everybody plays their cards very close to their chest. Douglas, great form midweek. There was four tries from Liam Kirkpatrick at number eight, and there was hat-tricks as well. Kyle Martin picked up three, and Sam McCord picked up three. So Douglas scoring in the backs and in the forwards, that's not unexpected. Vagabonds this week, their back row, not quite what it was, missing Ross Pullman with that knee injury from the game against Ashton Underline. Ross probably, I haven't spoken to him, so I'm not sure, but definitely out for the remainder of this season. He'll be a massive loss for Vagabonds. Darren Thompson comes in. He'll fill in the back row. He'll play 6, 7 or 8. Douglas, of course, loads of pace out in the back line. Sam McCord with the tries. Kyle Martin, is he's electric from around the base of the scrummage as well. And Vagas are going to be, have to be on tip-top form if they're going to come up with anything to counter this. We noticed in their final league match, that was away at Colne and Nelson, we noticed Daniel Bonwick didn't travel. That was a big loss for them. He may be available for this week, we don't know. That'll give them a little bit of extra zip in and around the 9-10 channel. Will Taylor deputised for him against Colne and Nelson. Whether that'll be enough to overcome Douglas, doubt it very much. Douglas should easily brush Vagas aside. Also on Saturday, we do have a couple of junior friendly games, under 14 level. They're at the Murrick Park, Wrexham on tour from North Wales, and Wrexham will play Ramsey at 11 o'clock. They will then play Southern Nomads at 12 o'clock. So that's at the Murrick Park, Ramsey, Saturday morning.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally tonight, this weekend, we'll see the exciting conclusion to what has been another riveting Isle of Man hockey season across 2023 and 24. Everything comes to a close with the 2024 Cup Finals weekend, with five trophies up for grabs across Friday night and throughout Saturday. The Ladies' Bowl, Ladies' Plate, Men's Cup and Men's Plate will all be decided in an action-packed day at the NSC in Douglas tomorrow from 11 a.m. But one of the big ones kicks off the schedule tonight, and to find out more, of course, I spoke with our hockey correspondent, Ben Cunningham. The first of those finals taking place tonight, and that is a big one, the Ladies' Cup. All of these games taking place at the NSC, and at 7 o'clock tonight, the Ladies' Cup, it sees Castletown A taking on Backers A, Ben.
Yeah, this is going to be a really big game because, of course, Castletown just pipped back to the runners-up spot in the Ladies Premier League, and they'll be definitely looking to see if they can get the Ladies Cup, which they did last year. Backers will give them a tough test, and it'll be a very close game. I think Castletown, though, might just do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes to flicks. Castletown played Backers on the final day of the season last weekend, and it was only a 1-0 win, so this shows just how evenly matched these two sides are.
Then, a very busy schedule to round things off on Saturday, also at the NSC, four finals taking place, and the first of those at 11 o'clock is the final for the Ladies' Bowl, and that's going to see Castletown D, the champions of Ladies Division 2, up against Ramsey B, Ben.
Castletown D, of course, got the Ladies Division 2 title. Ramsey Ladies B came runners-up. Castletown, though, they got an absolute phenomenal run in the league. League.
And then the following game at 12:30 is the Ladies Plate Final, and that sees Vikings B up against Valkyries B. And Ben, two sides that have been right at the sharp end of Ladies Division 1 throughout the season.
Absolutely, of course. Vikings Ladies B only just missed out on goal difference claiming the title. Valkyries, though, they had an up and down season, but their form coming towards the end of the season was really good, and they were challenging the top sides. So this could be a really interesting game, definitely, and a game that probably Valkyries could spark a surprise here. Vikings, though, you would favour them. Valkyries have got their form really good coming into the end of the season. It could help them. Vikings Ladies B had a really great season, a couple of little slip ups here and there, but they made up for it.
And then after that at 2 o'clock, wow, this is a big one, the Men's Cup Final, and it is the meeting of two big rivals, Backers A and Vikings A. Vikings A pipping Backers A, the defending Men's Premier League champions, to the Men's Premier League title, and Vikings A taking that silverware for the first time in over 35 years. Ben, this is always a big rivalry between these two. Just how big an occasion could this game be for both of them?
It's going to be massive, absolutely. Of course, Backers will be disappointed they didn't get the league title. Vikings, though, will definitely want to go out there and get the double. Backers, though, they are the reigning Men's Cup champions, will want to keep their hands on this silverware. When these two met in the league, it was one apiece. So Vikings won the first leg when they met each other, and then Backers won the second leg. So this has got the making of an absolute thrilling Men's Cup final.
Backers A have been near enough dominant in recent years in terms of that Men's Premier League, in terms of maintaining their supremacy at the top of the table. Do you think that if Backers A were to put maybe the league disappointment behind them and retain the Men's Cup, that they would consider that a good season against a Vikings A side who have put in a phenomenal effort to take that Men's Premier League title?
Definitely, and Backers A will want to make sure that they go out there and retain the Men's Cup. But of course, Vikings will be on a high from claiming the league title last weekend and having such a great campaign in the league. I'm sure they'll want to go and get the double. So it's going to be a very close and probably good battle, absolutely. And like I say, this is going to probably be the match of the day.
And then rounding everything off is the Men's Plate Final, 3:30 at the NSC, and that sees Vikings B up against Castletown B. And your thoughts on where this could go?
Vikings B finished mid-table, however Castletown B finished below Vikings B in Men's Division 1, and of course Castletown B were in the relegation battle at one point, but they did survive. It's going to be a close game. It'll be interesting to see what sides these two do pull out, because I think they'll be a bit different to their league teams going into this game. So I think it'll be a good game, but I think Vikings will come out on top.
And just very finally, away from those fighting it out on the pitch as well, in terms of an atmosphere around Cup Finals Day in Manx Hockey, what's it like for the spectator who maybe not have been before?
Oh, it's really good. I mean, last year when we were covering it for Saturday Live with Paul Moran, Paul kept saying, he says, every time there's a goal, he said, I knew there was a goal, I didn't have to ask you, because the amount of cheering, all the clubs G up all their players and family, friends and supporters to come down and support. I'd urge people to come down and watch it, because all these games this weekend are going to be a prime example of just how good Manx hockey is and how much it's coming on.
That's all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview this week. Many thanks to my guests, as always, Tony Meppam, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham. Have yourself a wonderful Friday evening, whatever you're doing. And as always, have a wonderful weekend as well. Chris Kinney is here with you next. But from me, until next time, it's bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.